Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Donald G. Levitt, L-E-V-E-T-T. Address is 1465 Sunshine Drive, Lake Havasu, H-A-V-A-S-U, City, C-I-T-Y, Arizona, 86404, phone 530-519-2699. ID is XXX, XXX, 9746, date of birth is 4/9/1945, 77-year-old, married, retired man. Insurance is Medicare/AARP, pharmacy is Walgreens-Paradise, 530-876-8222. It's addressed to Dr. Jamal, J-A-M-A-A-L-L-E-L-K-H-A-L-M-D, 6460-A. Pence, I'm sorry, that'd be Paradise Medical Group, 6460A Pence Road, Paradise, California, 95969-3673, phone 530-872-6650, fax 530-877-2196. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of, quote, memory disturbance. Comorbid problems, let's see, vertically, anxiety, depression, hypertension, type 2 diabetes, multi-level degenerative discogenic disease, with severe pain, next diagnosis, severe neck, shoulder, and upper chest discomfort. Next diagnosis, coronary artery disease. New paragraph, reported clinical symptoms, fatigue, myalgias, arthralgias, and joint pain, at least these vertically, memory lapses and loss, transient sleep-related hallucinosis. Dear Dr. Alcohol, thank you for referring Mr. Donald G. Levitt for neurological evaluation. New paragraph, Donald gave an interesting and additional past medical history of having been evaluated and initially treated for obstructive sleep apnea syndrome 10 years ago. New paragraph, he voluntarily discontinued his CPAP therapy, thinking that with weight loss he had recovered. New paragraph, much more recently, he's developed substantial daytime fatigue where he has trouble getting up off the couch during the day and demonstrates a history of additional sleeping. New paragraph, his neurological examination today shows slightly brisk patellar and Achilles deep tendon reflexes with slight to mild inducible neuromuscular resistance in the upper and lower extremities, however, without cogwheeling. There's an additional history of ptosis on the left when he is substantially tired. New paragraph. He does describe some tendency towards ataxia and ambulation, but denies having falls. New paragraph, in consideration of his clinical history and findings, I've elected to do the following. Number one, he will complete the sleep disorders questionnaire and return for reevaluation while we complete an overnight home sleep study to exclude or initiate therapy for persistent sleep apnea, which I suspect is present. New paragraph, cervical MR imaging will be completed since he has already completed a MR brain imaging study, which is consistent with his past history of traumatic brain injury, but is not significantly abnormal, including absence of hippocampal atrophy that would be a problem symptomatically with his reduction in cognition. New paragraph. Today I'm giving him his first B12IM injection, anticipating a substantial improvement. Subparagraph, should this occur, he will be initiated on a B12 therapy protocol on a weekly basis while he is seen for reevaluation with additional medical workup as needed. New paragraph. He has no history of particularly unusual nocturnal restlessness to suggest that he has restless leg syndrome. However, he does report sleep disruption, having to get up two or more times a night to take care of their dogs, letting them out to do their doggy duty, producing some sleep disruption where he claims not restful sleep in the morning, and his wife reports persistent daytime tiredness and falling asleep when he is resting on the couch or watching television. New paragraph. He will complete the National Institute of Health and Neurological Disorders Quality of Life questionnaires as well. New paragraph. I will see him for reevaluation and follow-up with an additional report. New paragraph. My initial diagnosis would be B12 insufficiency as a consequence of his current medical regimen with metformin. That's the first one. Number two, untreated obstructive sleep apnea syndrome with daytime somnolence and fatigue, and transitory hypnagogic hallucination. New paragraph. I'll send a follow-up report when he returns, period.